Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting 5th. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 6th. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to home. Dawson throws the ball into Flynn, who relays the ball to Carter, who tags Wilson, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines, who is chasing the ball. Strawberry reaches third base with a triple. Brooks goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter bunts towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Little moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Cromartie moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. There goes Kingman. The throw from Carter to Little, and Kingman is out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Oquendo steals second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a fly ball towards center. Dawson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dawson. Strawberry moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman bunts in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brian Giles. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Staub reaches second base with a double. Raines throws the ball into Carter, who tags Staub trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Strawberry scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Terry Francona pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White pinch hits for Charlie Lee. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Brian Little now playing second base. Terry Francona now playing left field. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Seaver moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaver moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaver scores. Wilson scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 7-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos won. The Expos will come to bat. Tucker Ashford now playing third base. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Little for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Welsh now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaver strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. Oquendo moves to third. It's 8-1, Mets. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oquendo scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 9-1, Mets. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Strawberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Tim Wallach. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.